He started farming in high school when his uncle rented him ground. A fifth-generation farm daughter herself, she was driving farm trucks before she had a driver's license. After meeting in college at Kansas State University, they found a way to farm across county lines, balance her necessary off-farm income with the ebb and flow of farming, and most importantly, raise two exceptional children. Now, following a season of last farm milestones and a farm machinery sale, Randy and Kim Fritzmeyer are off to a new set of adventures. Randy and Kim established their own farm family with kids Jill and Brent on the county line between Stafford and Reno counties. Randy, as a fifth-generation farmer, raised wheat, alfalfa, Sudan grass, and cattle. Kim works as a Central Kansas radio reporter and operates her blog called Kim's County Line, where she posts everything from the routines of farm life to fun recipes. Kim said, "One of the reasons I've continued to do it is that I want our story to not have special interest groups or restaurants telling the consumer what we are doing. Plus, I feel like I can share the beauty of what we experience around here." In addition to their careers, the couple is heavily involved in their community and Kansas agriculture. Throughout his involvement in the wheat industry, Randy has been a perpetual student. He recalled his first meeting with the Kansas Wheat Commission Research Foundation, where they handed him a great big notebook of proposed wheat research projects, and his mind was blown by the details of projects researching exact genes on specific chromosomes. Randy said, "Ever since I was in college, I enjoyed seeing how the research was done, following extension research programs, and watching what they were doing. When I got on the wheat board, I got to see what people wanted to do. It was always amazing." Randy and Kim's children are now grown and have families and well-established careers of their own. While Jill's children are happy farm helpers and appear frequently on Kim's blog, neither Jill nor her brother Brent was destined for work as full-time farmers. So Randy and Kim made the difficult decision last year to retire after the 2022 wheat harvest. After harvest came sorting through generations of old farm equipment, tools, and family memorabilia that were sold during a farm equipment sale this August, the official end of Randy and Kim's role as full-time farmers, and the start of their next chapter. Randy found a younger neighbor to take over the bulk of the operation in Stafford and Reno counties. Randy will provide the cattle and the pasture, and the neighbor will do the labor and feeding, keeping the couple involved in the operation. For Randy and Kim, helping a younger farmer get his career going is a fitting legacy after Randy's uncle gave him his start in the farming business. Kim said, "We're never not going to care about agriculture, people in it, and its impact. I can't imagine that ever changing." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.